Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for this one?
Go. They say in only one, give it to you, not go. Winning place anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell.
Wow!
Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for this one? Go.
We say in what we want, give it to you, not go. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go.
Everyone, oh my gosh, this is Uncensored Radio, and you know how we are. We are crazy. We are lunatics. You just want to grab the duct tape and put it over our mouth, so we'll shut up. But we're not going to shut up. We've got an amazing show tonight. You know, me and my co-host, I'm Karen Ashley. We've got Jeffrey Emmett in the house. How are you?
Hey, I am so ecstatic. I've been waiting. I've been talking to Miss Panda Ross on the phone for a couple of weeks. I can't wait to bring her out tonight for everybody and take some fan calls in a little bit.
Right. The day has arrived. The day has arrived. Panda Ross is going to be on the show in seconds away. But we've got Katrina Johnson in the house as well.
Hey.
How are you, Mama?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to get to talk to Miss Panda.
Me too. I know. And Michael Fishman here?
I'm here.
Yay! Michael Fishman is in the house as well. How is everybody doing on this Tuesday? Crazy Tuesday.
Oh, I'm good. I'm recruiting a date for a party at the Hard Rock tonight. So, okay. Any of you people want to come dress up all 80s, holla at your girl.
Holla at your girl if you're in the Vegas area. Go meet her at the Hard Rock. She will party, and you will need a liver transplant after. It is guaranteed. she pours a stiff drink, let me tell you.
That's right.
Well, this is the thing. I don't even want to wait any longer, Jeffrey. I want you to just go ahead and introduce her. Let's get that lovable girl on the line.
All right, guys.
I'll give it to
We've
you.
We've all been waiting for it. Miss Panda Ross, everybody. Say hello to Miss Panda.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
How are you?
Everybody?
Hey, we are so happy that you are here. We absolutely fell in love with you on the X Factor, and we cannot believe that you are on Uncensored Radio.
I can't believe I'm on Uncensored Radio either. And hello, everybody. What up, all my pandas? Love y'all so much. What an honor to be here talking with you guys tonight.
Oh, it's our honor. It's our honor. So, I mean, this is the thing. This is like literally you came into our hearts and into our lives so unexpectedly. You are so amazingly talented. Where did that come from? It's like people just don't, you know, are born with voices like that. Where did that come from?
Well, yeah, some people are born with voices like that. I think they are. You never knew I could sing.
I just used million, to. Girl.
My grandmother, she used to take me to church. And she'd take me and my sister to church every Sunday, and she'd put us out the car. And she'd say, go in there. Y'all finna get in the choir. So we sing in the choir, but, you know, as a young girl, I never got any solo parts. So I just knew I like singing, and I've been doing that ever since.
Wow. Well, you're so blessed. Yeah. Amazingly well. Yeah. Amazingly well. So how did you, obviously you said you didn't have a lot of solo parts. How did you get the nerve to say, you know what, I'm going to get a solo, and I'm not only going to get a solo, I'm going to go on the biggest stage, which is the X Factor stage, and I'm going to audition.
Well, I didn't get a lot of solo parts when I was in the church choir growing up as a kid. But then I took my opportunity to get my solo spot in the seventh grade when they had a talent show at my school. Holland Junior High, and back then, they, you know, my jam was "Missing You" by Diana Ross. So I said, "Ooh, I'm gonna cut it up. I'm gonna let them have it." So here's my time to shine. I went off in there. Now I didn't win the talent show, but I sure gave them a run for their money. I went in there, and after that, so many people gave me compliments on the song, and I said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a star."
I know that's right.
You're right.
From then on, I just kept on singing.
So how did you go from the 7th grade talent show to X Factor?
Oh, man, there is such a journey in between. Man,
give us the scoop.
It would take
more than
the hour to tell you. I'm telling you. Like I said, I've always loved singing. And after winning the talent show in the 7th grade, you know, everywhere I go, I would always sing. All my friends, they could tell you, Panda loves singing. She thinks she can sing. And, I mean, I would just sing everywhere I go. And, you know, throughout the years, I've had my ups and downs and my struggles and went through some things with drugs and alcohol and stuff and kind of got away from singing. Not really got away because, you know, people used to pay me to sing in the drug houses, but they'd also pay me to shut up, too, because, you know, nobody wanted to hear about God in the drug house. But I sing everywhere that anybody would give me an opportunity to sing. And so, you know, January 25th, 1997, that's the day that I totally said, okay, I'm sick and tired of this crazy life that I'm living in. Now it is time for me to do something. And I knew that God gave me the gift of encouraging and of singing. Mm. And I said, I got a story to tell through my testimony and through my music. So whatever I do for the rest of my life, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to encourage people. I'm going to love people. And I'm going to sing songs that touch people's hearts. And so that's what I've been doing. There's a singer. Her name is Helen Baylor, one of my favorite gospel singers. And she sings this song talking. If you don't know Helen Baylor out there, guys, you got to go look her up. I mean, this lady here has some amazing music. But her testimony is what, like, grabbed a hold of me. And she sang this song called I Have a Praying Grandmother. And it reminded me of my grandmother because I remember so many nights going in the house from coming out partying. I'd see my grandmother on the side of the bed praying and stuff. And I knew she was praying for me because I was out of control. But it reminded me of her. And so I just started when I got my pastor at the time, she came up to me and she gave me a CD and it was called Lifting Up the Name of Jesus. And so I took the CD and I learned that song and that just became like my little solo song. Everywhere I go with the pastor, he'd take me along with him and I start singing. Pretty soon, before you know it, I just start getting going on my own to bookstores, getting tracks and start singing everywhere I go. So people would invite me. They want me to come sing at funerals, quinceañeras. Yeah, you know I like singing Spanish.
Girl.
Country, whatever. I do it all, baby. So, you know, that it's just been going on. And then here it is, after all those years of drug abuse and everything, okay, then here comes a television commercial saying, it doesn't, regardless of my age or what I've been through, man, if I think I got the voice for a $5 million recording contract, Woo. Then, you know, bam, send your video in. So I send the video in to Fox 4, and all of a sudden, you know, I get picked in the top 20 here in Dallas, and I go to a mall that they send us to, and I try out, and I make the top 4, and they give us, you know, they take us off in a limo to get in front of the line service and all that stuff. The first year, which was last year, I made it all the way through, but I didn't get the callback for the show. And then this year, I said, man, forget that. I got that close. I'm going to try it again. And then I tried out again this year. And I made it through. And like a couple of weeks later, I got the call back for the show. And I was too excited because I remember it was a Saturday morning and I worked at Starbucks all week. I don't want to be bothered on Saturday. I want to sleep. And so and I seen the number and I thought it was the telemarketer. I said, hey, who is this? Because I don't want to be bothered right now. I'm trying to sleep. And it's like, can I speak to Panda Ross? I was like, what is this? And like, and she started laughing, talking about this is, I can't say her name, but this is who it is. And you know, I just called to congratulate you because we chose you for the show. And now I started screaming and hollering. I didn't know what to do. I was like, this better not be nobody playing with me.
So you didn't go back to bed. So you stayed away
right now.
I didn't go back to bed.
Oh, no, I went outside. There was nobody there. I started screaming and hollering, trying to wake. I was in an apartment complex, so I was waking everybody up, knocking on people's doors. I live in the hood, so everybody in the hood wanted to hear a success story.
So, Panda, where are you from? You know. Like, for those people who don't know, where are you from?
Well, everybody I think from the television show knows that I was born in Huntsville State Prison. My grandmother raised me in Hobbs, New Mexico, and I've been here in Dallas, Texas for the past 20 years. So
oh,
I'm
girl,
a
you are
Texan.
One of my fellow Texans. I'm from Texas. I'm from Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Texas.
Girl.
I don't think I'm going nowhere. This will always be home for me.
I know.
I'm not getting
to have
somewhere else. Hollywood, but definitely Texas will always be home.
Right. So tell us what it was like, because, I mean, everybody saw you go on stage. What was it like? Were you nervous? I mean, were you excited?
No. I was excited. My adrenaline was going, and all I knew was I was about to finally meet my baby daddy.
You are
We've heard about that, Josh.
You love you. Man, look, and I love me some Simon, and I wrote him a song. And so for all you guys out there listening, if you haven't heard Panda Pie, you got to go hear my declaration of love to Simon. Woo! I do love Simon. But now I wanted all my fans to know definitely, even though I was singing all these songs and Simon and stuff, now, I know that I wasn't going to be able to capture America's heart by singing songs to Simon, but I had to sing some songs to Simon because America don't vote in the beginning. So if you get
right.
on Simon's good side, then you got a good chance of making it through. You know, but
right. Well,
that's
why you made it through, all right. Like, all four judges were like, yes. You know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it like when Simon called you a legend?
Man, did you see me do the happy feet, the hallelujah dance? I was like, you know, and I just got the hospital, so I thought, why are they putting that camera on my feet? Because my feet are swollen.
All my friends
had to remind me.
Oh, you
all
are
my friends
so
say, Panda. Oh, my friends told me, they say, Panda, every time you get excited, you do that dance. I said, what dance? And they was like, that dance for doing. And, you know, I didn't realize that I do that. But I do. I get excited and I start jumping. So now I guess I call it my hallelujah dance.
Okay. Well, you know what? You have the entire world excited because we were, like, rooting you on. But then it was like all of a sudden I'm watching X Factor and I see no Panda. And I'm like, where's Panda? Where's Panda? And they start whittling down. I'm like, hold up. So please inform us or tell everyone, because I kind of figured out what happened. But for those people who don't know, they need to know what happened to Panda, because you just disappeared.
I'll tell you what. I'm like y'all guess as good as mine, because I'm watching the show and wondering the same thing. After getting such a big segment in the beginning, you know, there are lots of people there. There are lots of people there. And, of course, everybody who watches the show wants to, you know, get airtime. And so I expect them to just make it the best, you know, and put all their focus on me. But I, you know, so they gave a great segment. And after that, like, just like you guys, I kept tuning in because, okay, when they're going to show my next song, or I didn't expect them to do the whole layout like the last time, but I went back and I remember the song that I sang was Jennifer Hudson's Love You I Do, and I did the classy Panda Ross. I just acted it out and had everybody laughing in the beginning when we did the interview, and then I sang the song until I sang that song just like Jennifer Hudson. That song. I'm not good as Jennifer Hudson. That's my girl right there. But I gave it my all because I wanted, if she was going to see that clip on TV, I wanted her to be proud that I sang her song well.
Aww.
So I gave my best shot. And Simon was red. and he was blushing, and everybody was loving it. So I just knew for sure, you know, once we got to boot camp, you know, well, once they started doing the boot camp scene, that they would show that. But I've never seen anything but me sitting and walking around, and I see me passing. So in case, if you didn't know what I had on, you know, I had some black pants, a white shirt, a pink, it was a white shirt with pink and purple in it. So if you didn't know that was me, I knew it was me because I knew what I had on. I seen me sitting there on that teacher that they had in the back. I seen me walking. I seen me on the front of the stage whenever he passed us through to the next round because I was jumping up and down. And I still have to go back and look at that clip because I said, I can't believe my big old self jumped that high. up and down. I was too excited. And that's all I ever seen him in.
Well, it is that you had such a big segment. And they let America fall in love with you, and they didn't show you again. Like, it is kind of
odd.
No, wait
a minute. I don't want to cut you off, but not just America. Once they placed it on Yahoo, put me in signing on the front page of Yahoo, I'm talking about the world. I probably have more friends on my Facebook than I from across seas than I do from right here in America. So, they kind of let everybody all over the world fall in love with me. And you know what? I want to put that out there for all of my fans. One thing that I am not is I'm not ungrateful. I am very grateful to the X Factor and everything, just that opportunity to go on that show and to be able to give a little piece of Panther Pie to the world and hear Simon call me a legend. That alone in itself was an awesome experience. You know what I mean? The only thing that I regret is that they didn't bring a closure to it. Because if people would have seen the two performances that I did do in boot camp, they would be wondering just like I was wondering. When I walked out there on that stage with the people that I knew that were saying, oh, I'm going home because I messed up, I forgot my words, whatever, I was wondering, what am I doing on this stage? Because I know that I just let him have it. But, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know what they were looking for, but they chose to send me on home. And I remember when they sent us home, the only thing that I regret is that I didn't go back to the center of that stage as everybody was walking off and tell Simon, no, you, honey, you, honey, you, you're going to love me. I didn't go back up there and tell him, and I am telling you, I'm not going nowhere. The best thing I'll ever know.
Girl,
I'm going to try to go back out there.
I know. You got to figure out a way to get you back up there so you can do that. Because shame on them for not loving you.
I have to tell you, I went and looked at the Yahoo page, and you have this huge article about where did Panda go. And I went and looked at all the comments that all these people were leaving. And they're beautiful. I don't know if you had a chance to look, but you got to get somebody over there to show
you're
you the comments.
You're trending today.
And they want you to go maybe, you know, next season. There's a show on NBC. I won't mention names or anything. But they want you to go try out for that next.
They want me to do what?
To go on The
try
Voice.
Out for The Voice.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Ever since, I mean, obviously you've gone through this huge journey. Your life has, you know, just from the very start until now. What's next for Panda? Because I know that spirit that you have, this was just the start of what you're about to do. And shame on them for not loving you. What is next for you?
You know what? I will say this. You know, I don't want my right hand know what my left hand is doing, but I will tell you to keep posting to my Twitter and my fan page and my Facebook, and I'll give you snippets and let you know along the way what's going on with me. But there are cards on the table, and you know, right now I just take one day at a time, and so right now I'm trying to, you know, write music. I'm working on some music, and you know, who knows? But I do believe that you will see me on marquees all over the world. You will see me on TV screens.
From your voice to God's ears, I'm going to be praying for you.
And
seriously,
I know.
One of the things that I really want to see come to pass, and if it's God's will, it's coming to pass,
And I want to write my life story because I don't have enough time to tell you about how deep it is. But when I tell you that I am truly a miracle, I mean, God has truly delivered me and set me free. I'm talking about from at such a young age being promiscuous, going from juvenile to jail to prison and the drugs, the alcohol, almost being killed, raped, smoking crack with my sons. I was 6 months pregnant. My whole life is my life story would be a hell of a book story. Would be a hell of a book film. And not only that, just it to be put into a movie form would also just be amazing, you know. And so I'm hoping that, you know, I'm praying, and I'm just hoping that all these things will come to pass. Because
I think you have an amazing
the
story.
The world needs to know to keep hope alive, you know. Because, I mean, come on now. Somebody like me, I should be dead. I should definitely not be, you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm still in awe. And I'll start crying if I start thinking about how good the Lord's been to me.
You were blessed. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. You've been on an amazing journey. And I think the message really is that if you can come through it and go through all those horrible things and end up on X Factor and be here with us tonight, I think that should give everybody hope. So maybe there's somebody that's listening tonight that's going through it that don't think they're going to be able to pull through. And I hope that they're taking Amanda's message seriously and know that there always is hope and it always gets better. No matter what your story is, it always gets better.
That's right. If you aren't a Facebook friend of mine and you need somebody to encourage you, man, we can go through this journey together. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. And check this out. I have given my number out to some people. I can't say I'm going to give it out to everybody. But there are stories of some people that have actually wrote me and touched, and their stories just touched my heart. So I just have to, you know, it's my job as an ambassador of Christ to spread that love. So I, you know, sometimes just texting and Twittering is not enough. I have to get personal and actually talk to you on the phone. And well, if you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, I have to meet with you.
I know, girl. I'm going to be home for Thanksgiving, so we're going to have to meet.
yes. I would love
and
that.
I know.
That would be
Amanda's
awesome.
Coming to Rochester in November, and I can't wait. I told her I was going to take her out to dinner.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know, because I don't know if you caught it, you can follow Panda on Twitter at Real Panda Ross, and on YouTube it's Real Panda Ross. And you have this amazing website that's up that I actually am about to place my order. You have these great T-shirts. Tell everybody about them.
Yes. I have these T-shirts, and I have some for men, which you can't actually see the men, but you can if you're on my Facebook, because there's a picture of the man Panda Bear for Team Panda. On the front of the shirt, it says Team Panda, and on the back, excuse me, it says that I am a Panda Fanda. And I did a little bit of fundraising with T-shirts in the beginning of my journey with X Factor. And now that my journey with the X Factor has ended, I'm doing this fundraiser again. I know that I have millions of fans, and all of them are asking me for music. And trust me, I'm working on music. I'm in the studio, but at the same time, the studio is very expensive. So I'm using the T-shirts as a fundraiser. You know, if people send buy T-shirts, I send them to them. And then I use the money, of course, to fund for more time in the studio, because I do work at Starbucks, and Starbucks is a great place to work. If you need a job, go to Starbucks.com. But anyway, I love that. But that's enough money for me to, you know, change my lifestyle that I've been living and pay my bills. And so it's not enough on top of that to keep me in the studio and put an album together. But through the T-shirts and all of my loyal Panda fans, that everybody will have a T-shirt, and they'll support me, and we'll get this music out, because I want to give it to you guys. I love it. And I mean on every level, country, Spanish, because I'm not just a soul sister. I grew up with nothing but white people. It's predominantly Spanish. I'm very connected, and I know who I am. I am a soul sister, but I like to know, and I would like everybody to know that I'm all things to all people. So if you like country music, then I'm going to give you some country music. If you like pop, I might give you a little bit of pop. but I like it all, you know. So
well,
I don't want to one genre of music.
On your YouTube channel that I actually shared, and I'll make sure that I reshare all of this information on our page, on our Twitter, on our Facebook. It'll all be there, facebook.com/uncensoredradio. I'll put pictures up of the men's shirts. But you have this great video on YouTube where you're singing Spanish, and then you do some country at the end. And I was watching it again tonight, and I was just laughing. You are just so funny. And then you bust into the Spanish, and I was like, just sat there in awe. And then you did country, and I was like, what the hell? Like, this woman's just so, it's amazing.
You need your own TV show. Forget
you
the X Factor. You need your own TV show. I said, forget the X Factor. You need your own TV show. Like, you need a variety show. You can just come
on
out
now
and do whatever
real
they want.
Talk. You
yes.
said that right. But to answer you, I am a Blaxican, and I'm a Texan, so you know I got to speak Spanish and do country. I mean, really.
Girl, I'm a Blaxican, too.
Been...
You are just, I think we were separated at birth.
Yes, we were. Well, see, you know you my sister from another mother, but the same
exactly.
father.
Exactly. Probably. My daddy was a big old flirt, so probably.
Uh-oh. Oh, so
wow.
Was it Papa was a rolling stone?
You got it, girl. You got it.
The path was his home.
We need you to sing our theme song. You are so amazing. We'll do a remix. The Panda.
Yeah,
remix.
That's what I'm saying. You know what?
Oh,
that's
my
what I was thinking. You know how people... This is the only thing that I haven't seen on YouTube. You know how usually mm-hmm. people take people's videos. I remember there was this one thing on YouTube, and the lady was talking about some fire in her apartment complex, and they made this whole remix about, ain't nobody got time for this. It's real funny. If you put it on YouTube, it's like, ain't nobody got time for this, you'll see it. And everybody did remixes, all kinds. You know what? I have yet to see a remix, and I was thinking by now I'm gonna see a remix with my Bring It On Home and my interview to Simon, but I haven't yet to see that. But, but I'm ready for it. I know it's coming. I think I might even try to put it together myself, see if I can do a remix.
Wow, I absolutely love your energy. Well, you know, we've got so many people that probably want to talk to you. We got to get to some calls soon, but before we do that. What is one bit of advice that you could give someone who's aspiring to be a singer and maybe they, you know, their confidence isn't there or, you know, what would you tell them?
I would tell them believe in yourself and believe in your dreams. I don't care how many times you've been knocked down or people told you you couldn't do it, you do it. If you want to try out for the X Factor, the Voice, America's Got Talent, any of them shows, don't you let nobody tell you, oh, you can't do it, they're going to boo you. You go and you do it, win or lose. You go for your dreams. I mean, don't live in regret because, man, that's the worst thing. Can you imagine, you know, getting your
mm-hmm.
old age, you talking about, oh, I wish I would have. No, don't wish you would have. If you got breath in your body, then do it. Just do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're going to
do it. I agree.
Yeah.
You are
and
absolutely
then when
right.
And also, if it doesn't work out, you know what? Just be thankful for the opportunity that you did have because, you know, being there, you know, with a lot of young people and even some older people, at the X Factor, a lot of people would come and talk to me and ask me to pray for them. And others would say, oh, I wish I had your confidence. Well, you know, at times my confidence gets shaky too, but you can't let everybody see that. I mean, if this is what you want to do, you just go for it and do it. But I know a lot of people would say, oh, this is my last chance. If I don't make it, some people even would say stuff as crazy as, I'm going to kill myself. I mean, come on, right? Really?
What?
I mean, this is not the last chance. I mean, there's millions of
right.
opportunities out there. And trust me, they're coming up with new reality TV shows every day. So if this one
mm-hmm.
don't work, maybe the next one will. But, yeah.
Exactly.
Such an amazing outlook. It just, I'm telling you, I'm in awe by you. You definitely inspire me. You do.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just
thank
want to
you.
Let, we have
that.
Tons of guests in the chat room. So if you want your chance to talk to Panda, hurry up, get your pen and paper, and write this number down, and you can call in. The number is 323-417-6700. 605-323-417-6705. So if you love Panda as much as we do and you want a chance to talk to her, you need to dial that number. But I know we have some callers on the line. Panda, are you ready to take some?
Yes! Go for it!
Okay. Our first caller is Andre?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Andre.
What's your question for Panda?
Hi, Panda. I'm a young fan. I'm 16, and I remember watching you on X Factor, and I was completely captivated. And as Katrina hinted, you know, maybe there's some fans that want to see you on The Voice. And I was just wondering, because I also read the article on Yahoo about, you know, what happened to Panda, because I'm a big fan. And I was reading the article, and, you know, you said one of the reasons you didn't want to try out for The Voice was because you didn't want to bash Simon. But I was just thinking, you know, were there any significant negative reasons as to why The Voice wouldn't be the perfect show for you?
Well, to be honest with you, I have tried out for The Voice once before. And I just kind of felt like, well, man, I don't know what my future holds if I'm going to go back and audition again for The Voice or for The X Factor, because you just never know what these shows are looking like. I know that the judges on The Voice actually have their backs turned towards you when you actually get there. But for anybody who's ever been through one of these auditions, you know that you have to go through several, you know, auditions with the producers before you ever
right.
even get to the people that you're. So to me, if The Voice was about The Voice, then even the people that were auditioning you or were you know, your initial auditions, they would have their backs turned to you as well. And so I
That's
just figure
true.
they all have something that they're looking for, and if you don't have what they're looking for, then they're not going to pass you on to the judges who actually have their backs turned to you that will say, okay, yeah, I like her voice, or I like his voice. So, you know,
right.
I did try out for The Voice once before, and I was like, wow. And then let me tell you, when I did try out, I ain't too proud today. That's what I like to call my signature song, because I know that song like the back of my hand, and I love to blow that song out the water every time I sing it. So, but, you know, it was like, okay, well, we'll give you guys a call. Of course, I never got the call, so I'm like, oh, okay, then. And I actually went with a friend of mine to support him, but he actually talked me into auditioning. And so I said, oh, this show is just kind of like The X Factor. You have to go through all these channels to get to the actual, you know, real panel. So
right. So
really,
what you accomplished,
I guess, more so,
was already here.
That was my reason.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What you accomplished was already huge, because you'd already gone through several rounds of auditioning to even get on that stage in front of Simon, Brittany, and, you know, all of them. So that's amazing, Panda.
We had to go through about, I think, about four of them. You know, you go from one to one and one and this one. Then, you know, throughout the process, they give you gold tickets, red tickets, yellow tickets, or whatever. And then when you get to the end, you don't get a ticket. You just have to wait to see if you get a call back. Thank God I got a call back this year.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I answered your question. I'm sorry.
you did that and more, honey.
Yeah, you did. You were great. Okay, we have another caller. Miranda. Miranda, are you there?
Hi, Panda. I was just wondering, what made you so, insistent on wanting to get Simon's opinion on it, on your singing? And have you ever considered doing a duet with someone, maybe Jason Brock?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Can you tell me that one more time?
Why did you want to get Simon's singing more so than anybody else it seems? And have you ever considered doing maybe a duet with someone?
Okay, let me get this right, because I'm breaking up. The question was, why was it so important for me to get Simon's approval? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, I've just, I've heard Simon throughout the years, and he's been pretty right on point with a lot of people. If you got it, you got it. If you got it, you got it. If you don't got it, he's very point blank about letting you know you don't got it. Now, me and my own personal opinion and people that go to my church, they'll say, oh, you got it, you got it. But for me, it was important to find out, do you really got it? If you got it, Simon's going to tell you if you got it. And so I kind of went after Simon. And then also, you know, I do actually really do have a little crush on Simon from the first time I ever seen him on American Idol, the way he was telling people off. Ain't too many people in my lifetime just been able to check me and put me in my place. And so I said, that man right there, he can put me in my place any day. And so I was
like,
well, if this guy, if he says that I'm some worse, if he says I'm good, then I'm halfway decent. And so for him to say that I was a legend was like, oh my God. But yes, Jason Brock, if you're watching the show and you're voting, vote for Jason. Jason is, well, there's a lot of good singers on there, man. I would say Paige, you know, I'm favoring toward Jason because, you know, he is in the overs category. And so I just think that it's about time that, you know, hey, that's the overs. We're not a forgotten group. We are somebody that can really offer something to the world. And I know that everybody's looking for young and pop and hip. But, yeah, Jason is amazing, and I would love to do a duet with him.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you, Miranda, for calling in. Next, we have Molly.
Hi,
Molly.
Hi, Panda. I just want to say before I ask my question that I am absolutely, I love you so much. You're the best. You have the best personality ever.
Aw, I love you. I want to give you a panda hug now.
I want to give you a hug. Okay, so my question is, if you were able to go on a date with Simon, what would it consist of?
Ooh, I like that, Molly.
So if I could go on a date, where would it consist? Where would we go?
Yeah, what would you and Simon do on your first date?
I
want
to go to his house in Europe.
Ooh.
I want him to fly me on his personal jet all the way to his house in Europe. Oh, what should I say, our house?
And then
I think we could just sit out there at the pool and have a romantic candlelit dinner. That'd be right up my alley.
Girl, it's a ball
alley. We love it.
I need a follow-up question. Panda, how would you
What'd
keep
you
Simon entertained on the plane? That long
oh, my God. Because I would sing him the Panda Pie song over and over and over. And he would never get enough of it.
You know,
and you
but
heard
thank
the Panda
you.
Pie song, Molly?
Molly. Hold on one. Hang on, I'll bring her back. Go ahead.
Okay.
Molly, are you there?
Yes.
Molly,
have you heard
the Panda Pie song?
No, what's the Panda Pie song?
You got to go on YouTube. It's Panda Rock, Panda Pie. It's my love song to Simon. That's the way that I keep him entertained all the way there.
Is your love song to Simon?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
So check it out.
Molly, that was such a great question.
Now, Panda, I don't want to put you on the spot or nothing, but maybe could you sing him just a tiny bit of the Panda Pie song?
Now, you know I will. Now, you put me on the spot, I'm laughing. Okay, let me give him the chorus. Simon, baby, you're my boo. I wore this necklace, baby, just for you. It says single. We ought to mingle. And see just what we can do. Oh, Simon, I can see you. You're giving me the eye. Get your bread on over here and have a piece of panda pie.
I love it.
You gotta hear it.
It's a hit.
If you hear the buses. Oh, my God.
Girl.
And you know I'm
no
a little
wonder
horse
he
right
looks
now.
So red.
So you guys have to go check out The Real Panda Ross on YouTube. You'll be able to find it. Just put Real Panda Ross and go listen to the whole song. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. I was lucky enough that Panda sang it to me one night on the phone, and I had goosebumps. I was like, it was fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We've got some more callers. We've got Dan on the line.
We got
hello.
Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dan.
I just actually wanted to make a quick statement. I actually didn't watch The X Factor this year, but I caught a clip of your audition on YouTube. I thought you were fantastic, and you're inspiring to upcoming artists like myself.
I love your accent.
I just actually want to put that out. Oh, thank you. I got a Jersey accent. I'm from northern New Jersey.
All right.
Yeah, so
thank
you. Representing for New Jersey, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's such
yes,
a nice thing to know.
Oh,
I mean,
lost
Dan, you there?
I guess he
the
got
song
disconnected.
Too, you know, your audition song was awesome. I grew up on that type of music. It's awesome.
All right.
I just basically want to give you props, basically.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad. And I promise, keep tuned to my pages that he's telling you about, and I'm going to give you more. You're going to get a lot more.
Absolutely. I'm a fan already, so.
Yay!
I know.
All right, so
he's a panda fanda.
Well, thank you, Dan, so much for calling, and I hope you go over to pandaross.com and get you a panda fanda T-shirt. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
right. That's what I'm talking about. So we can get.
We need to get her to get an album together
all around the world.
Yay!
Girl, I hope you got big boy sizes because I'm gonna go over there. And I'm gonna order it. I'm telling you, as soon as this show's over.
And you know what? I do. I actually do. On the website, I don't know why it says it's a small, medium, large, extra large. But yeah, I have them all the way up to 3X. And
oh,
they're really,
girl, good.
You know,
I need mine in like 10 size.
A 10X.
Oh, what?
No, girl, 10 size. You know, like Cuddy 10 on and like, you know. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. Boy, you almost crazy. They're talking about 10 inches out there and saying, hey, now. You know,
I'm not. No. Girl, I would not be driving my little pill over to meet you. No, it would not work out.
Yeah. Too funny.
Yeah, because
oh
you got to pay for about 4 feet up on that plane. Come on now. No, I'm just messing with you, boo. You know,
I like you too. Oh, we got some more. I'm so excited. I love that we have so many callers. And again, if you're just tuning in and you want to talk to Panda, you can call in and get your chance at 323-417-6705. Our next caller.
Also, one quick thing, if you haven't caught this episode from the very beginning and you're just now tuning in, you can listen to us on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/uncensoredradio. So you got to hear this and you got to download it because it's, oh, my God, I'm so inspired. But, yeah, let's get to the next caller.
Girl, I'm glad she remembers the plugs. I don't. I'm all over, like, go to pandaross.com and get you a T-shirt.
Exactly.
She's like, don't forget about Uncensored Radio.
No, it's all good. If they tuned in late, they're gonna be mad they missed the beginning because we got a lot of inspiration from Miss Panda. And he is a mess. And he is a mess for the record.
Yeah, he is a mess.
He's a hot mess.
Well, I tell you what, Uncensored Radio, you guys are going to stay at the top of my page. I'm going to make sure I tell everybody, go listen to whatever them crazy people talking about. Because they crazy.
Yes. I know. It's like we're pretty tame tonight because we're just like in awe of you. But every other night, we're getting in trouble. So
it's really bad, Panda.
Oh,
we've
well,
got
good,
me,
good.
Who's like this no little kid from Auburn, and then I'm surrounded by the child stars. Because, you know, Karen was on the Power Rangers. Katrina was on All That on Nickelodeon. And Michael Fishman was on Roseanne.
The
he played
Rangers,
her son.
Wait a minute. Did you say on the Power Rangers?
Yeah, girl.
Girl,
she was in the movie.
Was my favorite. Oh, the yellow one. What color was you, girl?
I was yellow.
Girl.
I was yellow. I was the one. I was Aisha with the braids.
Oh, I love you. I love you, boo. Okay, can you send me now we going to flip the script.
Yes.
I'm going to need you to send me an autographed picture of you in the Thundercat. Oh, I mean, in the suit. I'm not playing, girl. I want it, okay?
I'm not playing.
I got
you can have whatever you want, Miss Panda. You can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever you want.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm be waiting, boo.
You got my address. Send it to me. Don't play now.
We got it.
Don't make
it.
me call you back out on Consensus Radio because I didn't get my stuff.
No. You just let us know how many you need, and we'll give them to you. We got you.
All right.
We got you.
I love it. I love when somebody calls in and they're like, wait, Roseanne, wait, all that? Oh, wait, Power Rangers? It's fantastic.
I love Power Rangers.
Y'all got that shit up.
Oh, it's fantastic. That is amazing.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. All right.
So let's get to the next caller so that we don't keep them waiting. Enough about us.
We have Teresa on the line.
Hi, Panda. Are you
there?
Hey,
Teresa.
Okay. How, you have to be number 17. You have to be back on after. Simon said that you were a legend. You had a standing ovation. People were standing. You were magnificent. Nobody saw you. So,
Hello?
Yeah.
Teresa.
Nope. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
We can hear
you
now.
Okay. You had a standing ovation. Simon said that you were a legend. When nobody saw you leave, it wasn't viewed on television. You have to be number 17 because they said that there's 17 singers, right? So,
well, you know what you got to do? We all got to write letters. If you write letters to Fox and you submit letters to X Factor, I'm telling you right now, it's the power of the viewer. You can change this contest and have Panda come back, period.
Wow.
So you and all your friends, let's all get on a, we're going to bring Panda back to X Factor campaign.
We're going to have to get a Panda petition.
Nobody saw Panda leave. Panda.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a bring Panda back
petition. What happened? Because nobody saw you get moved out of, I mean, no one saw you leave.
I know.
And I barely saw me leave, boo. I'm telling you. No, I'm
so
serious.
Like
you know, I told you I did that first song. I did that first song, what do you call it? Jennifer Hudson's Love You I Do. And then they put us in groups. That's what you guys never seen. Because they went from us singing solo straight into like basically the top 24. They went from 60 to 24 just that quick. So you guys never seen where I went through and I sung Love You, I Do, and I got passed over to the next round. I think there was only like three rounds. From the groups, it went to the battle off, and then from the battle off, that's where they chose the top 24. So I didn't know what happened. I went out there, and I sang with a little help from my friend in a group section. And let me tell you, I let my hair down, and when I say I let my hair down, I literally let my hair down because I always wear my hair braided up. And I pin it up, and so I was. Well, I remember letting my hair down, and the little part that I had to sing, I sang it, and then I got at the end of it. I'm walking off the stage slowly, and I throw my hair back, and all you see is one eye. And I was like, you know, I gave it to him, and then in my mind, I was like, yes, I nailed it. And then I went outside, and you know, I don't know why all of a sudden I started thinking, oh my God, well, what if they're gonna send me home. You know, I don't know. You know, because at that point when you're there and everything is intense and you see people leaving left and right, you're just like, oh my God, you know, and you're confident one minute you're not so confident. And, you know, I was like, I nailed it. Then I was like, no, I didn't nail it. Oh, well, maybe I messed up. And then I remember my friends, everybody was, man, you nailed that, Panda, you nailed that. Next thing I know, they called my name.
But you know that no one was Melanie Amaro.
We can barely hear you, Teresa. I don't know what's happening with her phone.
You need to get a new cell phone carrier, girl. Verizon, can you hear me now? I'm just saying. And
well,
I expect that check
the
in the mail.
I think she's just so shocked because she's right. Everybody was upset. But it's like I said, you can write letters to Fox. Like, you can literally blow up their email, blow up their, you know, the X Factor has a website. You can post things on their website. You got to just be vigilant in getting her back on the show. And this is like every day, 10 times a day, you got to do it. And that's the way that you can change this whole, you know, situation. And Tanner right. can come back. We just got to work together.
You know what? If you're going to send them stuff, send them letters in the mail. And you really want to get them, send them stuffed animals of panda bears. Make a statement. What was that one show? They sent in lipstick, or not lipstick, but they sent in something, and they saved an actual show. So if you want to show some support, mail Fox and mail X Factor some panda bears. Let them know where your heart's at.
Right.
But all I got to say is if you do, just do it in love, because
yes.
I don't want them to think we're angry, you know, mob. You know, we just wanna finally see something that's real, that's genuine,
yeah.
not something that y'all put together, and we just wanna see something real. And I mean,
right.
you know, at least give you guys a reason to say, okay, maybe we're not gonna vote for her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Give the people
right.
a chance to vote. Come on,
you
I
are
agree.
So grateful, Ms. Ross. I just don't even know what to do with you. Like anybody else would be like, the hell with them. And you're like, no, do it out of love.
Do it
like,
in love.
You're truly amazing.
Do it in love. Like, look, Sonny.
Well, you,
boo,
but that's
I love
why
you
are
so.
Where you,
you
are.
Mm-hmm.
No, because
well,
that's true.
You,
because, I mean, the reality is a lot of people would be bitter, and there'd be a lot of people who wouldn't understand. And like you said, people were saying, I'm going to kill myself. Like, they think this is a once-in-a-lifetime
yeah.
opportunity. And you're smart enough to know that this was one opportunity in one moment in your life, and you're going to have so many other moments. And so for
exactly.
you to say, yeah, do it in love, that's like immediately you're getting good energy back. That's why you are going to be hugely successful. So
you know, Panda, I'm not sure who this is, but you got a shout-out in the chat room that says, I'm going to need you all to tell P. Ross her road dog, Michael Braswell, is listening. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I know Michael. Michael is the one who took me all the way. Oh, my God, tell him I love him. He's the one who took me over there to try out for the X Factor. That's my road dog. I haven't even talked to him in a while. He's crazy. He is a character.
Well Michael, we thank you for taking her.
See, so if you're in the chat room and you have questions for Panda, all you guests, just go down to the bottom. You can see the chat room. You can log in with Facebook. It takes a second to register. We've got some time left. If you have a question, throw it out in the chat room and I'll get it to her. It's that simple.
Yes.
Yes.
Word for Michael.
Exactly. And you know what? This is just day one with our relationship and our new friendship and our new love affair with our Miss Panda. So if you haven't already liked our Facebook page, please go to www.facebook.com/uncensoredradio and you will find us. You can click like and we will keep you posted on Panda. Whatever she's doing, we're going to promote it to the 100th power. So,
girl, you ready for another caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got KK?
Yes, KK.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, KK. Hey, Panda, how you doing?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here in Lubbock in the hospital with Kevin, and I seen that you was going to be on radio, and I was like, let me get to Panda.
I heard that.
I'm glad you decided to call in. It's good to see
yes,
you from Lubbock.
I'm KK. Good on that. Come
on.
Yes, girl.
Y'all, this is my home girl all the way from Hobbs, America.
Yes, Hobbs.
Now, what is Cookie doing? Oh, right, yeah, okay, I'm going to shut up.
She's doing good. She's at home. Everyone's fine.
I love it.
Oh, we'll send my love to Hobbs, America, girl.
And I will. I can't wait to tell them that I got to talk to you. By radio.
Oh, man, this is awesome.
Uncensored. Yes.
I know.
But you're amazing, Panda.
Oh, thank
okay.
you, boo. Did you see the article they wrote about me in the Hobbs paper?
Yes, yes. Kevin's over here in his bed saying, why can't I see her? I said, Kevin, you can't see her. She's on radio.
Check this out, Uncensored Radio. My hometown, Hobbs, New Mexico, wrote an article and plastered me all over the front page of the newspaper. Check this out. I've been in that paper for shoplifting, for fighting, for going to jail. I've been in that paper for everything. Let me tell you, to see that paper write a full page article giving me like praise and thanking God for everything that He's been done in my life. What an amazing testimony. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that my hometown paper has wrote a huge article on me and nothing, and showered me with nothing but love, man. I was so humble and grateful before the Lord. I was like crying. I was like, wow, who would have ever thought that Panda Ross would be on the front page of the Oz New Sun getting some praises? I was like, you guys got to see the story.
Everybody can be changed, and you've always been that loud encourager.
you know what? You better
keep
let them know,
laughing.
KK. You better tell them what you're talking about. KK, Pete, but you got to tell them, KK, because Pete was telling me, oh, Panda, are you Panda? Oh, my God, you are such a good actor. I said, baby, if you grew up with me, if you was one of my customers at Starbucks, or if you was one of my friends at church, you know that this was classic everyday Panda Ross.
Yes,
I don't know how to be anything else but me.
It's no act. Yes, it's no act.
Fantastic.
And I wasn't going to hang up
Uh-oh. All right, see y'all. Well, KK, keep praying for me, girl, and I'll be there.
That's right.
America.
Oh,
that was good to hear from my friend. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
See,
so I used to go to their house and eat all. I used to go to their house and eat a pile of bologna sandwiches. I go over there and eat from their couch and eat up their bologna.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Panda, yeah. I can't tell you the ways that I can listen to you for days. You just make me smile.
Me
you
too.
About, she going to go over there and eat all that bologna. Girl, I'm going to send you a care package and some bologna now.
Shut up, boo. And don't forget to put some crackers up off in there and some cheese, because, you know, I like my cheese, too. You know, I would say send me some macaroni and cheese, but, you know.
Panda, you are the best. I can't wait to go home for Thanksgiving back to Dallas so I can find you and we can have lunch. You're an amazing, amazing woman.
You know where to find me, boo? 1201
I know.
Elm Street at the Starbucks.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Come on down there, baby. I'm going to hook you up with a triple vintage, non-fat, no foam, extra hot, extra vanilla, extra caramel, macchiato, boo. That's my drink.
Girl, you had me so scared. I thought you were giving out your home address. I was like,
no. That was her work address.
Baby, no.
How hilarious.
Now, I ain't crazy. I had to stay in a hotel for a whole week because I didn't know who the strange people was knocking on my door at 2 and 3 in the morning. And you know how sexy I've been getting lately.
I know. We heard about all that weight loss,
girl.
That
was me, my bad.
They see me with their singleness on, and all the brothers start saying, she's single. Knocking on my door, hold up. And I'm about to let you fall. Now you know what I need? You know what I need? Seriously, though. I got to retire the single necklace. And I said, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna find a way, maybe, I don't know how I'm going to do it, because I want to give my single necklace to one of my fans, right? But I don't know what kind of thing I can do. I'm trying to think of something I can do. Whatever fan does this or whatever fan,
oh,
I don't know,
girl.
Like my
Let
my
me
loyalist
you
fans,
after
I
this
give
show.
Them
I'll help you cook something up.
Yeah, we'll
and
help
then,
you cook something up.
Yeah, okay then. Well, I'm going to be looking for them. Yeah, and not only do I want to give them I want to retire my single necklace, not because I ain't single no more, but I want to retire it, and I'm trying to find somebody right now to make me a necklace that says legend, because that's what I want.
Amen to that.
With the bling that say legend. So I'm going to say that I didn't. I'm just saying.
Amen to that. Well, you know what? If you're a fan, y'all, you guys are really creative. We got some amazing fans out there. y'all support Panda. If y'all know somebody who is a jewelry maker and can make her a necklace that says Legend, then you guys go ahead and get that made for her and send it right on over to her.
Please.
And we thank
well,
you
make sure
so
I got
much.
Some bling in it, though. Now, I'll tell
next
her some crystals.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs some, like, bling. So, y'all, you know, and also write letters. We're going to try to get her back on X Factor. If not, say a prayer because she's going to land somewhere amazing. And, Panda, thank you so much for coming on the show. Next time you come on, we're going to have 2 hours because we need as much time
that's
as we possibly can get with you. This hour went by way too fast.
It did. Mm-hmm. But check this out. I got to tell my fans one more thing.
Yes.
Can I tell
yes.
my fans
please,
one more
ahead.
Thing?
Anything, yes. baby.
To all my fans, my voice a little scratches. Y'all can see I've been snorkeling the whole time, the whole hour. But I just want to say thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. My heart is true, and you're my pal and my comfort. Thank you for being a friend. And if we threw a party, invited everyone we knew, you would say the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you for being my friend.
Thank you, Sam. I love you, Panda.
Oh,
Panda.
Miss Bud, you just got some tears going in my eyes. Oh,
I love it. And you guys, thank you for joining our show. I know we got a ton of new listeners because they all love Panda. If you want to continue to listen to Unscripted Radio, please tune in every day, Monday through Friday.